The official king salmon escapement to the Nooshigak River is counted at 4,249 fish through midnight Tuesday. Tim Sands is the ADFNG area management biologist for the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District. He says the level of escapement is a couple of days ahead of the curve used to get to an escapement level of 95,000 kings.
We're definitely ahead of where we have been the past couple of years, and that's a good thing. We're looking at things. You know, we still want to be cautious. We don't want to do anything crazy or anything, but we're looking at things, and we're in a good position right now.
Currently, there are no directed commercial king salmon openings scheduled in the Nooshigak District, and Sand says it's too early to assess the strength of the Nooshigak king run.
We're 4,000 fish into a 95,000 number, right? So that's a little bit more than 4% of the way. It's difficult to make decisions with 4% of the information that you're going to get. Right now, the decision for today is to do nothing. But we're going to talk to people and look at things, and maybe we'll have a different decision tomorrow.
The Nooshigak River sonar counting project started providing counts on June 7th, and the current plan is to keep the project up and running through about the middle of August. One of the priorities of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for the past few years has been to get commercial fishermen who catch kings incidentally in the sockeye fishery to actually report those kings to the department. Sand stressed that fishermen can still keep or sell those kings, they just need to report them on a fish ticket. In the 2013 Outlook for Commercial Fishing in Bristol Bay, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game included language stipulating that each commercial fisherman shall report on an ADFNG fish ticket at the time of landing the number of Chinook and Coho salmon taken but not sold. The phrase "at the time of landing" has prompted some confusion among fishermen and even enforcement personnel. Again, Fish and Game, Tim Sands.
I think probably the confusion might come because landing from the sport fish definition is different from landing from a commercial fisheries definition. Commercial fisheries, the landing means when you sell it or land it from your boat to the shore, not when you land it from the ocean to your boat. We use that information to build our brood tables and do our forecasts, and we think that there's a significant amount of fish that are harvested in Bristol Bay and either delivered as sockeye because they're small enough to fit into a brailer bag and not stick out and be a sockeye, and if the sockeye are worth more per pound than the kings are, there's an incentive there to deliver them as a sockeye. If they're really big, then it's harder to do. People keep those as home packs or whatever, and that's perfectly legal and fine. All you have to do when you go to the tender is say, please write down, I kept two kings for personal use. And the tender should do it, and that way when we enter all the fish ticket data, we have that information. And we know the kings were caught.
Normally, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game produces an actual forecast of the king salmon run to the Nooshigak River. However, for the last couple of years, the department has foregone producing a forecast and instead has put out a commercial harvest projection. The department is anticipating a commercial king harvest of 45,000 fish this year. Most, if not all, of those fish will likely be caught incidentally in the commercial sockeye fishery in the Nooshigak District. In years past, the king salmon run to the Nooshigak River was managed so that 75,000 kings were counted as escapement to the Nooshigak River, 65,000 kings were needed to meet the spawning escapement goal, with 5,000 kings allocated to the sport fishery, and another 5,000 kings set aside for subsistence users. Because of changes in the sonar equipment used to count king escapement, the official in-river goal has been increased up to 95,000 fish. Last year, over 107,700 kings were counted as escaped, but there were no directed king openings in the Nooshigak District. Last year, just 11,400 king salmon were harvested commercially in the Nooshigak District, which was the lowest harvest in the last 10 years. Fish and Game confirms that they have not produced an actual forecast for the king run to the Nooshigak River because the run forecast model has not performed well in recent years. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.